Hey, we're back with another episode of the Brick House Podcast. I'm Bob Johnson.
And I'm Matt Baker. Bob, it's been a bit. What's going on? What the fans want to know what you've been up to.
Yeah, we had to have a brief hiatus. We had Final Four basketball to attend to. I had to go to San Francisco and meet some young dick millionaires. Had to make sure we had a sponsor for our 120th episode of the Brick House podcast.
Bob, you know what they say about 120/20 vision? I don't know.
That's a good one. Yeah, we're brought to you today by glasses.com.
Oh, wow, what a coincidence.
If you don't wear glasses yet, you're going to want to go out and stare at the sun after hearing about these deals, Matt. So, yeah, we had to watch some amateur basketball, get away from the pros just for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe place a few regretful wagers.
Oh, no.
Matt, I have a theory about the second half of the NCAA championship game.
Yeah, I'm trying to forget it, but tell me.
I smell conspiracy.
Okay.
It's not a conspiracy against Gonzaga, so you don't have to worry
yeah,
about
no, I
that.
Would hope not.
The conspiracy was to get the refs to make the second half so unwatchable that not a single American citizen would have a problem saying there's no reason to pay college athletes.
Okay.
They'll say, we're not paying for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Be like someone paying for a Meghan Trainor album or something.
Oh,
you
wow.
know?
Burn.
It's all about that base is already on YouTube. Why would we shell out our hard-earned dollars?
Right.
Supposedly the best player on the floor, Josh Jackson.
Sure.
I guess it's arguable.
Yeah.
He went 0-for-9 from 3 in the
championship game. Yes, he shot terribly, as did everyone else.
He's not the best player on Gonzaga, but probably my favorite player, Hodor. From Game of Thrones, he went 1-for-8 on layups.
I was there. It was ugly. Gonzaga didn't make a shot for about 8 minutes in the second half, and somehow only kept it within 2 because Carolina wasn't making many shots either.
Yeah, that was a brutal game to watch. Like watching a fourth grade rec league game, but your kid's not out there. You know?
Yeah, you're watching other people's children's fourth. Yeah.
But, you know, everybody this time of year is talking about the same things. Everybody wants to know who's going to win the year-end awards.
Of course.
Can't turn on basketball coverage without people all talking about the same thing. So let's address it, Matt. Let's just get these questions out of the way.
Let's do it for the people.
Yeah, let's do it rapid fire.
Okay.
So we don't spend too much time on this. The people want to know, who's your favorite Ninja Turtle?
Leonardo, Bob.
Leonardo?
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm go Michelangelo personally.
Yeah. I like the blue and you're more of a party dude. Is that the
I like pizza.
Yeah.
I guess they all like pizza.
Yeah.
Stones or the Beatles, Matt?
Probably the Beatles, I'd say.
Yeah, gotta go Beatles. Pearl Jam or Nirvana?
Nirvana.
Nice. Three pointers or dunks?
Oh, three pointers. I'm in.
Favorite Looney Tune.
Oh wow, this is a
Yeah, they make you think.
Yeah. Foghorn Leghorn?
That is a great answer.
Yeah.
Favorite podcast, Matt?
Oh, Brick House.
Yo, damn straight. Favorite TV show?
Currently?
Whatever you want, man. Whatever you want.
You know what show I like that I don't hear a lot about? Impractical Jokers.
I've never heard of
True
it.
On True TV.
Got to check that out.
Yeah, it's great.
Favorite board game?
Settlers of Catan? I don't know. I like that.
This one's kind of frivolous. NBA MVP.
I was all set with who I thought might win it, but then I saw an article said, according to analytics, said Harden is third, and it should be third in MVP voting, according to analytics.
Who was first?
Westbrook, then LeBron.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I just read this in passing the other day, that for the first time ever, the NBA is going to do a like Oscar-like awards show after the draft.
Okay, right.
Year.
I think the NHL does that and NASCAR does that.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard of it. Yeah. Have you ever watched the NASCAR awards show?
I've watched bits and pieces of both of those. I haven't hung around for the whole thing.
Matt, I've got a prediction for this first ever award show.
Predict.
I think the NBA saw the Oscars and was really jealous of all the attention that it got.
Yeah.
I'm making this prediction right now. Russell Westbrook is going to win the NBA MVP in a moonlight style upset.
Oh.
This is how I see it going down.
Oh, wow.
So the NBA makes KD present this award.
Yes.
Like Warren Beatty. And he's with Phil Jackson. So uh-huh. KD and Phil.
Okay.
The first ever NBA award show. It's the last award of the night.
Sure.
They open up the envelope. KD sees what's on the card. And you can just see the thought process going through KD's mind. It's like, at Adam Silver, set me up.
Yeah.
I have to go and read this award.
He is a rascal.
This entire award show was just a way to humiliate me, wasn't it?
Right.
Phil Jackson sees that Kevin Durant's freezing up there on stage, and he doesn't even look at the card. He just leans over and says, James Harden,
yeah,
the winner.
Because that's who he wants.
That's who he assumes. That's the favorite.
Right.
Everyone thinks it's going to be. Phil knows everything. He doesn't ask people. So Harden gets up there, he's giving his speech, and there's commotion going on backstage, right behind him, I mean. And he's like, wait, what's going on? He takes the envelope from KD, and he says, wait, everyone, it seems there's been a mistake. Russell Westbrook, dude, you're the real MVP.
Oh, wow. Wow. Is it going to be here? Is the award show here? Do we have to... oh, it's in New York City. I was going to say, if it's in Los Angeles, we might have to do a...
Put on our tuxes.
On location. Yeah.
Who are you wearing?
Yeah.
Nike.
I'm wearing Kohl's discount.
You know, everyone's trying to deny Westbrook the MVP for a myriad of reasons.
Sure.
Oh, his teammates are letting him get rebounds. He's not playing defense. You know what I think is more impressive than getting 10 rebounds a game?
Tell me, Bob.
Convincing your teammates to let you get 10 rebounds
yes,
a game.
Right.
Every night, 82 games a year, people are just getting out of the way so you can set a individual record.
Right.
Like, they must totally love this guy. They've totally rallied behind him. They want to see him break a seemingly unbreakable record, all as a way to stick it to KD.
Okay.
If you think about it, the two top MVP candidates this year are both having historic FU seasons.
Sure.
Westbrook trying to prove that Durant was holding him back as a player, holding him back statistically.
Right.
And James Harden trying to prove that the Rockets are 15 games better without Dwight Howard on the team.
Yes.
And you can't really say Kawhi Leonard is having an FU Tim Duncan season, you know?
No, I don't think he has an FU anything. Yeah. Admittedly, I haven't watched 80 games of the Thunder this year, but are they just kind of letting him get rebounds? Because, first of all, you have another team to contend with, and he's still up to Westbrook to get to the ball and...
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of highlight videos online of them boxing out the... whoever they're supposed to box out so Westbrook can run in and get it.
Sure.
A lot of his rebounds are coming off of missed free throws.
That's also basketball fundamentals, Bob.
Going up and getting the 10 boards, you still got to go and get them.
Yeah,
I agree.
I'm talking about boxing out. Everyone complains players don't box out, so now players are boxing out and people don't like it.
Yeah.
The other thing, I just looking up the salaries of the Thunder. The only players that are free agents this year after this season, Taj Gibson, who's a new addition, Nick Collison, who's KD's BFF, Mitch McGarry, who's just too high to know what's going on. So all these other guys, they're under contract for at least two more years, most all these players. So they don't have stats to worry about. They're not looking to a contract this year. So part of them, maybe if they all banded together, like, let's do this.
Yeah. As Steven Adams was asked who the MVP was, he called Westbrook the MVP in our hearts. And then when they asked him about Russ's stats, he said, I'm not a numbers guy, mate. Nothing upstairs.
He's just an animal that grabs rebounds.
It was such a close MVP race this year that I wanted to look back at a couple of the closest MVP races. 89-90 was probably the closest one in NBA history. Charles Barkley actually received more first-place votes than Magic Johnson, but Johnson ended up winning MVP at age 30 with 27 first-place votes to Barkley's 38. Michael Jordan finished third that year. Karl Malone was right behind him. Patrick Ewing, David Robinson, and Hakeem Olajuwon all received first place votes.
That's
that
crazy.
Year. Tom Chambers, a close eighth.
All he did
the
was,
forgotten eighth seed.
I was going to say, all he did was have 27 points and 7 rebounds, Bob.
Wow. The other season, of course, that you could compare to this year is 1961-62. We all remember that season fondly. When Bill Russell won, I believe it was his fourth MVP at the time, third or fourth, he was averaging 19 points, 23.5 rebounds, and 4.5 assists a game. He beat out Wilt Chamberlain, who averaged that season 50 points and 25 rebounds.
Yeah.
And, of course, Oscar Robertson, this was the year that he averaged a triple-double. He averaged a triple-double playing 10 minutes more per game than Westbrook is playing this year.
Really?
Yeah, 44 minutes a game to Westbrook's 34. People always said that Oscar Robertson averaging a triple-double season was a record that would never be broken. Westbrook, in probably by the time this podcast is released, will have broken that record officially.
Right.
Wilt Chamberlain's record from this season, he has a couple of records that may be never broken. If anyone's going to break the 50 points a game record, I nominate the new Brooklyn Nets star Dion Waiters next year. Perhaps go for that record.
Yeah.
But in the age of resting players, I don't think anyone will ever break Chamberlain's record that year of 48.5 minutes per game is how much he averaged.
So he played every single minute that year.
He played every single minute and then some.
Yeah, so that's because there's has to be overtime games in there.
Yeah. There was an article a couple weeks ago about how Tinder and OkCupid and these dating apps are making rest on the road easier for NBA players. I think I sent you that one, the Tinderization of the NBA.
Right.
Jerry West read that article and told a story about, in the 60s, Wilt disappeared from the Lakers for a few days, and no one could find him. And apparently he had told one of his teammates that he was something like 10 women away from 10,000, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And Wes thinks that the Lakers might have won a few more championships if Wilt had booty call apps back in the day, you know. He was banging 1,000-plus women a season and still playing more than 48 minutes per game. That's got to be pretty exhausting.
So if he didn't have to travel as far as what he's saying?
Yeah, staying up all night at the clubs, you know, trying to get 10 women to sleep with you at the same time. It can't be easy, even for the great one. Let's tell our listeners about that glasses.com offer, eh, Matt?
Yeah, great transition.
GlassesUSA.com, promo code almighty. We believe that glasses can really change the way you look and feel. Unfortunately, when too many people have their fingers in the pie, the price of glasses can cost a small fortune. By cutting out the middlemen and keeping it simple, we provide our customers with high-quality products at a fair price. From our own optical experts that craft the lenses, to our dedicated customer service that ensures you're always covered, to our trend-conscious buyers who select the frames, to our shipping department that makes sure you get your glasses on time. Since operating our first lab in 2008, we have crafted millions of lenses. Ranging from single vision to complex ultra-thin lenses for high prescriptions, our dedicated team of optical experts, craftsmen, and production workers continue to bang them out like Wilt Chamberlain with the utmost precision. Glasses USA is built first and foremost on the great service we provide our customers, understanding that with their trust comes great responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Our average response time to call is less than 10 seconds, and email response time is less than 24 hours. Passionate about eyewear and fashion, our style council works hard at picking out the best frames and most popular brands. They have their finger on the pulse of what's happening and make sure we have the latest trends and styles in stock. Purchasing eyeglasses online with Glasses USA allows customers to have a wide range of high-quality eyewear products at significantly lower prices and the fastest delivery, all within the convenience of their home and with a 100% money-back guarantee. Glasses USA is truly the smartest way to buy eyeglasses. As a company that is committed to lowering the cost of prescription eyewear, we understand the importance of operating as a one-stop shop. That means we control all our logistics and distribution channels, which lower our overheads. This means lower prices for you and better service. For all orders in the U.S., you can expect to get your glasses within a few days of placing your order, as well as benefit from free shipping. Brands! Ray-Ban, Oakley, Tom Ford, Calvin Klein, Converse, DKNY, Guess, Lacoste, Michael Kors, and much more. Men's glasses, women's glasses, sun's glasses, prescription, non-prescription, free shipping and returns, 100% warranty, a money-back guarantee, 365-day warranty. At GlassesUSA.com, returns and exchanges are made easy. We are pretty confident that you'll love our product. However, for some reason or other, you're not completely satisfied with your glasses within the first 14 days of receiving them, you are entitled to a money-back return or 100% store credit. No questions asked, and hassle-free. Enjoy free shipping and returns on all orders for orders in the U.S. If, for any reason, you're not completely satisfied with your order, you may return it within the first 14 days. We even provide you with a return shipping label. Again, no questions asked. Wow. GlassesUSA.com, promo code Almighty.
55% off any pair of glasses at checkout? That's crazy.
Wow. That's like a 48-and-a-half-minute ad right there.
Yeah. Whew. That ad will never be broken.
Tony Allen, Matt, of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Sure.
He was honored in a creative way this past Sunday. Tony Allen, known as the Grind Father, apparently.
Because he grinds it out?
You know, the Grizzlies are the grit and grind team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so to honor Tony Allen, the Grizzlies are giving a commemorative pepper grinder to everyone who attends the Grizzlies game this Sunday.
Right.
It says first team all defense on it, by the way.
As it should.
This made Matt and I stop and think about some other creative gift ideas that teams could dole out to honor their players,
yeah.
You know, beyond the normal bobblehead night or free chicken sandwich. I had a suggestion that maybe the Philadelphia 76ers...
Mm-hmm.
Give out hot sauce to their fans.
Nice.
To honor Nick Sauce Castillo Stauskas.
Oh, that's a good one.
My prediction, the arena sells completely out of chicken wings before halftime on that night.
Anthony Davis in New Orleans, they're giving away unibrow unicycles.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's the handlebars can be the unibrow.
Oh,
but there are no handlebars to unicycle. I'll get back to you on that.
I thought the Cleveland Cavaliers could give Kyrie Irving flat earth frisbees to fans.
Brilliant.
Quicken Loans Arena.
That would be brilliant.
They depict the accurate flat earther geography.
Yeah.
Not the BS from NASA and textbooks written by the man, mind you. Complete with the cool sparkly iceberg rim around the frisbee.
That's nice. I'd actually take one of those. I don't know if that's going to muck up what the Cavs have going on. If when they give the J.R. Smith no shirt giveaway, it's where you show up and they don't give you a shirt, but also you have the option of giving them your shirt. So,
that's great.
Yeah,
I thought the Nuggets could give out Nikola Jokic playing cards. Their regular playing cards, only Jokic is on all of the Jokers. And one of the Jokers even could be a bare-assed Jokic hugging his coach, Mike Malone.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah.
How about a Bulls giveaway? And this is from friend of the show, Aaron.
Uh-huh.
It's the Bulls select 10 fans for the chance to be criticized at a press conference by Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade. Yeah.
Wow. I would enter that contest for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, this one I thought would be brilliant. The Sacramento Kings to make a grand gesture to
sure.
their fans, right? They got rid of Boogie this year. On the final home game of the season, everyone in attendance gets their own official Sam Hinkie food processor. And this is how Vivek announces the hiring of Sam Hinkie.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, I thought for a halftime show, they could maybe chase Divock out of the arena with stampeding, like, Bulls from Spain.
Yeah, sure. Might as well. He'd probably even try and sign the Bulls. Brooklyn. What if Brooklyn chooses one lucky fan and they give that fan a restricted free agent max contract, Bob?
Only to be matched by Miami.
Probably be matched by someone else, but
I thought Lakers' new GM, Rob Pelinka, could come up with a unique plan for Timothy Mozgov night.
Yeah.
Every fan receives a Russian nesting doll with Mozgov's likeness on it. You open it up and there's a sequence of smaller and smaller Mozgovs inside.
Brilliant. Right?
But when you get to the smallest Mozgov, you open it up and there's a bill. Not a dollar bill, but like a bill you pay at a restaurant. Only it's for $2,800. It's a creative play to clear cap room. See? Yeah, that's how much it would cost to buy out the remainder of Timothy Mozgov's contract.
If everybody in Staples Center gave him $2,800.
Yeah, if all 17,000 fans paid $2,800, they could get out from under that $48 million.
I'm sure there are some fans that would think about doing that. The Magic could give away Rob Hennigan voodoo dolls provided by Stuff. Yeah.
Oh, I thought the Grizzlies, you know, similar to the Mozgov deal, and after the success of the Tony Allen pepper grinder, could give out little mini plastic birds with Chandler Parsons' head on them.
Yeah.
You might wonder what kind of bird this is. It's an albatross.
Oh, wow.
An albatross. Oof. There, Matt.
Another one from friend of the show, Aaron. We were talking about these yesterday. He wanted Lance Stephenson fans, so it's in the shape of Lance Stephenson blowing, and it just blows air into your face to cool you off.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
For those summer games.
Yeah. I thought the Wizards could give away, it's called the John Wall I'm Better Than, and it's just a list of things John Wall thinks he's better than. You can just hand those out at the door, and if you're lucky, you might even be on the list.
I would assume so.
Yeah, of course.
Wow, that's great. You're welcome, NBA teams, for all these great ideas.
Yeah.
I'm not going to a Lakers game until Mozgov's right, off until the team.
They don't charge you $2,800.
I saw that the Dallas Mavericks are adding a new player for the last game of their season.
Yeah, they are.
Did you see this? Seth Curry is officially out for the rest of the season, and Mark Cuban has been saying they're looking to add a, quote, pass-first point guard.
Oh.
Oh. That point guard is rumored to be none other than recently retired from the NFL, Tony Romo.
Brilliant.
He will be suiting up in Dallas Mavericks uniform and sitting on the bench for the Mavericks in the final game of their season.
What the f*** has anything got to do with LeBron James?
This is a segment we haven't had in a while. The what the F does anything have to do with LeBron James?
Oh, wow. Okay.
A stat that I was pretty impressed by, Mark Stein pointed out last week. LeBron is the first player to average career highs in rebounds and assists in his 14th year in the NBA.
Really?
Man is Benjamin Button.
That's one of those I never would have guessed type things. Did you know LeBron has now played more games after the decision than he did before the decision?
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It helps going to the finals 6 years in a
row.
Yeah,
I guess that's what I thought about after was they were including all of his games, huh?
Yeah.
But still, it's still crazy to think about.
The Indiana Pacers welcomed back Lance Stephenson, born ready, this past week. To celebrate, the Pacers were selling $6 tickets for 6 hours only to celebrate the return of number six.
That, what?
Lance Stephenson.
666, Bob? Are they sure that's what they want to do about that?
And he promptly almost got in a fight with the entire Toronto Raptors starting five in his first game back.
Of course.
Did you see that? He made a layup with like 3 seconds to go with the Pacers up 20.
No, I didn't see it because I just said he was on the Pelicans. So, of course, I didn't.
Watch the wrong game.
Yeah. So what happened?
The Pacers were beating the Raptors in Toronto by 20-plus points, and the Pacers got a steal at the last 5 seconds, meaningless time in the game. And Lance ran down and just kind of laid the ball in.
Classic.
And the Raptors jumped all over him for, rubbing it in that they were winning.
Right.
I heard Jalen Rose say that if he would have dunked the ball in, they might not have been as mad, because then he was just like always going hard, but then he just casually sort of jogged down the court and laid it in. Was like rubbing salt in the wound.
Right.
Lance did send out on his Instagram, though, a video of DeMar DeRozan dunking the ball when the Raptors were up 20 with, like, you know, the same sort of time left on the clock. And he said, only like it or don't like it when Lance Stephenson does it.
Sure. Side note, I'm just learning, Lance Stephenson signed a 3-year, $12 million deal with Indiana.
Right. However,
yeah,
the last year is a team option.
Sure.
And this year, the last 5 games of the season count as the first year.
Right. So they, but I mean, they're already, this is a guy that kind of bounced around. They're just willing to throw $4 million at him next year.
I guess.
$4 million. It's not sounding as weird now that I say it out loud.
They're going to need somebody to take up Paul George's minutes.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Let's get into our diss of the week, Matt. Yo mama is so fat! I've got a Gonzaga diss.
Oh, no.
For you. Chris Webber during the Final Four game, yeah. Gonzaga versus South Carolina. You didn't hear this because you were at the game. So how the hell do you pronounce Karnowski's first name, anyways?
Shemek Karnowski.
So he goes up for a dunk,
yeah.
And Chris Webber is announcing this. And on the replay, Webber says, "You got to have pretty strong legs to get 3 bills up there."
Yeah.
Some other disses from around the league these past couple weeks. Dirk to Harrison Barnes. Apparently he said this to him recently. "Man, I thought you were a bust preseason." To which Barnes said, "Thanks for the encouragement, bud."
Yeah. That was good.
The Lopez brothers never miss an opportunity to diss each other in public to the media. Robin Lopez on brother Brooke nearing Nets' all-time scoring mark. Quote, "It took him long enough."
Wow, what'd their cats say to each other?
Oh, similar to the Lance Stephenson scoring at the last seconds of a blowout this past week. In the Wizards versus Warriors game, I don't know if you saw, but Brandon Jennings got a flagrant foul with 10 seconds left in the game.
Oh, I didn't.
The Warriors were up 20-plus points, 10 seconds to go, and JaVale McGee went to take a 3-pointer from the right corner. Brandon Jennings did not take...
Was not into it.
...take this lightly. He shoved the hell out of JaVale McGee, ending up, you know, putting McGee on the line for 3 free throws, plus the flagrant foul. After the game, Jennings said, quote, "It was very disrespectful. Thank God he didn't go to the rack. It probably would have been worse for him. But a time like that, I think you should just let the clock run out. It's just a rule. I learned it when I first came into the league not to do that. I mean, you're already up 20, and then for him to do it, it was kind of like, come on, chill out. You're just trying to embarrass us." JaVale McGee responded to Brandon Jennings' comments, "I'm glad Brandon fouled me. I was going to shoot an air ball on that 3. Shout out to Brandon Jennings.
Nice. There was a lot of JaVale McGee talk on the Almighty Ballin' Slack channel, and I couldn't figure out why, because I was so kind of locked into college basketball the past week, you know? And now it all makes sense.
The other night, I thought for sure Russell Westbrook would rack up his 42nd triple-double against...
Not against the Suns. No one does that to Phoenix, Bob.
This season, he was averaging 41-13-13 versus the Suns.
No, that's not... I refuse to believe that one bit.
I may or may not have put a heavy wager on him to destroy them.
Oh, so that was the regretful bet.
It was one of many in the past couple weeks. Russ actually played pretty terribly against the Suns and had an Eminem, like, 8 Mile style self-diss to Ramona Shelburne about the game.
That's how you get ahead of the incoming disses that are happening toward going to happen.
Yeah, Shelburne asked Westbrook if he was hunting assists at the end of the game, trying to get that triple-double. Russ said, "I'm 6 for 25. What do you want me to do?"
Whoa. And then he immediately put his hoodie up and started wandering around Detroit.
On the next episode of Brick House.
We have our playoff preview and what I think could be our premiere on Dash Radio.
Oh, wow.
This is big, big news. Brick House is moving to Dash Satellite Radio. We're very excited about it. We're going to be on Wednesdays at 11 and
a.m.
11 a.m., right. And then there's a rerun, too, at 11 p.m. So, you know, after you've been drinking, you can really laugh at us. So the playoff preview is going to be great. The first playoff series that is actually locked in that we know for sure is the Grizzlies versus the Spurs.
Classic. Isn't that happen like every other year?
Grit and grindhouse.
Yeah.
The Spurs are reportedly taking from the Grizzlies' idea to give fans commemorative pepper grinders in Tony Allen's honor, you know?
Yeah.
The Spurs are having a Tony Parker lube night. Not that you necessarily need lube when you're talking about the sensual rhythms of Tony Parker's game, but just in case, he's there with the assist. So extra incentive to get your ticket to Game 1 in San Antonio. We'll talk to everyone again soon on the next episode of Brick House. ¶¶